Well, today we're going to talk about a fairly timely topic, flood insurance. We've seen so much flooding going on around southwest Iowa, especially in the Missouri River Basin this year, that we thought it would be another time to kind of review some of the yeses and nos, do's and don'ts, and who can and can't with regard to flood insurance. Deanna Frazier is with us. She's in media relations with FEMA, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of those issues here this morning. Deanna, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. It's been a busy summer, hasn't it?
It has already been a very busy spring and looking for a busy summer on top of it.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. We've seen an awful lot of that. You've got a lot of work that is being done to for folks to bounce back after so much of that flooding. But we do need to always remember that we need to be prepared down the road, too. And flood insurance, that's, I suppose, probably an important part
right.
of that.
It is a very important part. And just to let people know that about 25% of the flood claims that come in through our National Flood Insurance Program are actually for homes that are outside of the special flood hazard area or outside of this flood zone. So, you know, just to let people know that you do not have to be in a flood zone in order to buy flood insurance. And it's a good idea to keep that flood insurance when you are just outside the flood area.
So many people seem to think there are a lot of restrictions and things on flood insurance. Are there that many?
There really aren't many restrictions on it. However, your community must participate in the program and adopt certain ordinances. There are about 650 Iowa communities that have done so. And if you want to see if your jurisdiction is in the NFIP communities, you can consult with your local officials.
Deanna, are there certain reasons why certain communities wouldn't be a part of that?
I'm not sure how that actually works.
It may very well have to do with the fact that in some cases there's just no chance because of the lay of the land. Maybe there's no chance of flooding in some communities, but as we've seen, some are more prone than others.
Mm-hmm. There are certainly more flood-prone areas than others, as we've seen in this particular flooding event. And so those individuals who are in a flood zone usually are required to keep flood insurance by their mortgager. And if you do not have a mortgage and you live in that special flood hazard area, it's always a good idea to keep flood insurance to help offset any losses that you might have. Now, just to let you know that you know, homes can be insured against flood damage for up to $250,000, and policies can cover contents for up to $100,000 for homes, and renters also up to $100,000.
Okay, so renters can be covered as well.
That's right. That's right. So a renter, had they lost the contents of their home, they could purchase up to $100,000 of insurance to replace those personal property items.
I've heard a lot of horror stories over the years, so I know what it kind of comes down to, but oftentimes it seems like folks that didn't realize that they could get flood insurance or didn't realize they should get flood insurance find out the hard way because they might think that their homeowner's policy would cover some of the damages.
Right, right. You know, I think that that is a misconception that many people have, is that they believe that their hazard insurance that they keep on their home also covers flood damage. And in most cases, it does not. And so you would have to have that additional flood insurance policy in place that would help offset any losses that you might have due to that. If you want more information on the NFIP, the National Flood Insurance Program, you can call our FEMA helpline. And that's 1-800-621-FEMA or 1-800-621-3362. Or you can log on to floodsmart.gov and enter your home address to find out the flood risk rating for your area.
Talk a little bit about the federal disaster funding, Deanna, that comes down to, because folks might think, well, why do I need to pay for insurance and things like that? Because in a time of disaster, FEMA and other agencies will swoop in and they'll sprinkle money out there to help us all out.
Yes, that's right. And the first line of defense for most homeowners is going to be that flood insurance. And there's about more than 12,000 property owners in Iowa are insured by the National Flood Insurance Program. And just to let you know that just an inch of water in an average-sized home can cause more than $26,000 in damage. So that is the first line of defense, is your insurance policy. The second, of course, is FEMA federal assistance, and that is in the form of rental assistance to homeowners who have been displaced, and now they're having to pay rent at an alternate home location. We can help with up to 18 months of rent. Additionally, we can provide grant money to help repair your home as well as to replace some personal property. And so FEMA not only funds the National Flood Insurance Program, but then also our disaster recovery efforts as well.
Sure. But for folks just to sit back and think that somebody will come in and save me financially if the time comes and I don't have the proper insurance, that's kind of pie in the sky. Oftentimes you're dealing with maybe some low-interest loan-type opportunities and things, too. You can't mm-hmm. just wait for people to come and hand you a checkbook.
That's right. You know, we like to remind people that FEMA is not designed to make you whole again. It's designed to get your home into that safe, sanitary, and functional condition so that you can begin that recovery process. And that's where the Small Business Administration can come in with their low-interest loans to homeowners and renters. You know, I know that many people don't realize that during times of disaster, FEMA tasks the SBA with providing those low-interest loans to homeowners and renters as part of the disaster recovery assistance that comes in with the federal declaration. And so even though Small Business Administration says business in their name, they also help homeowners and renters in times of disaster like this. And that's exactly what it takes. It takes FEMA, the Small Business Administration for those low-interest loans, as well as voluntary agencies that are in your area that help you get back to that pre-disaster condition.
You bet. Well, I know there is a little bit of a delay time before the flood insurance takes effect once you purchase. How would folks go about finding out more about the National Flood Insurance Program? Can they do that through their local agent, or would they need to go through the federal government to do that?
Yes, they can go to their local flood or the local insurance agent and ask about flood insurance. They should have information for them on that. But if they want more information from the National Flood Insurance Program, they can call our helpline. And again, that number is 1-800-621-FEMA, 1-800-621-3362. Or, of course, go to that floodsmart.gov and find out more information about getting flood insurance.
All right. And even if you weren't necessarily a part of the devastation this time around, this spring, might at least make you think just a little bit about what can happen. Because, Deanna, as we found out, and a lot of people did firsthand, it can happen really quickly.
It did come very quickly. And, you know, that damage can come in just minutes.
Absolutely.
Just to let you know, though, that, you know, a lot of people think, well, I can't afford flood insurance. And most flood insurance policies cost less than $900 a year. And if you are in a moderate to low risk area outside of the flood zone, the special flood hazard area, the average is $400 to $500 a year. So that in itself is significantly less than the thousands of dollars that you might spend to replace your personal property as well as to repair anything in your home had you not had that flood insurance.
That's right. It may sound like a bit of a hit to the budget up front, but just imagine how much you're going to save if you had compared that to the cost of having to completely rebuild, as in some cases here this past spring that folks are going through. Well, very good.
That's right.
Deanna Frazier, Media Relations Manager for FEMA External Affairs. Thank you so much for the good information. And we'll be talking more. I know there are some deadlines coming up for folks who've been affected.
Yes. July 1st is the registration deadline for FEMA assistance, as well as the SBA. And so we just urge everyone to go ahead and register. They can do that in one of three ways. They can call us at our helpline, 1-800-621-FEMA. They can go online to disasterassistance.gov, or they can, if they are tech smart, can download the FEMA app onto their smartphone.
All right, got us covered every way. Deanna, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it, and continued success with the cleanup.
Thank you so much for your time.